Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. Police are investigating two separate break-ins and shootings in North Philadelphia. In one case, the man who was breaking in was shot and killed. In the other, the homeowner was wounded. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters.
The incidents took place within 2 hours of each other and only a few miles apart. We're going to start with a fatal shooting in the area of 21st and Diamond. At about 10:30 at night, police say a man with a plumber's wrench broke a door handle and the lock of a house. Police say he was the ex-boyfriend of one of the two women inside. At some point, police say shots were fired, at least 13, and that man went down. Responding officers picked him up and took him to the hospital, where he died. Police say they found a man who was walking quickly away from the scene and acting suspicious. He was taken into custody, and a gun was recovered. Police also interviewed the women in the house. Now, a few hours before that happened, at Germantown in Indiana, police say a man came home and confronted a guy who broke in and took air conditioners out of his house. Police say the burglar shot the homeowner in the leg and ran off. The victim is recovering. No one has been arrested.
Members of the Philadelphia Teachers Union has voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike. The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers supported a motion to authorize their executive board to call a strike if the union and the School District of Philadelphia fails to reach a contract by the end of August, when their contract runs out. The vote doesn't mean a strike is imminent, but if the PFT leaders do authorize one, it could affect the beginning of the 2025-2026 school year, which begins August 18th for staff and August 25th for students. With the hot temperatures on the way, a dip in a lake might sound like a good idea. But officials in Camden County are urging people not to swim in a lake in Winslow Township after a third person drowned there within the last year. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
Swimming is prohibited at Pen Bryn Lake in Winslow Township, but that doesn't always stop people from taking a dip. Last week, a 27-year-old man drowned, the third accidental drowning victim there in the last year. Camden County Emergency Management Coordinator Chris Costa says the former quarry has steep slopes that can catch people by surprise.
There's sudden depth changes, and you know, if you're having an issue swimming or, you know, maybe a medical emergency, and you know, some of the drop-offs there happen very rapidly, up to 30 feet, maybe even more in some spots that we don't know about.
A 23-year-old and his 24-year-old friend drowned last August. The lake is part of a New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection wildlife management area, and DEP officials say they are increasing patrol frequency at this site as well as other management areas to ensure people aren't swimming. Fishing and kayaking are still allowed.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.